Good evening. Welcome to the Unknown and Unheard. My name is Kyle Kaufman, here with a very special Halloween edition of the Unknown and Unheard, found online at the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Every year I try to do a cool, fun little Halloween show filled up with mostly quality songs that you might not have heard of that are kind of spooky, kind of eerie, Halloween-suited songs. And that's what I got. A big show lined up. A couple of my favorites that I play almost every year. There's about three of those. Then I'm going to throw in a couple things that just scare me whenever I encounter them. But first, I'm going to kick things off with a song that came out in 05. It's kind of a big charity collaborative satire of Do They Know It's Christmas? But this is done by the North American Halloween Prevention Initiative. It's just a huge group of awesome, awesome musicians. The track is called Do They Know It's Halloween? It features members of Arcade Fire, Wolf Parade, the actor David Cross, Devendra Banhart, Feist, member of Les Savifav, Rocky Erickson, Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth, Karen O of the AAS, and a crap load more. So let's get right to it. The North American Halloween Prevention Initiative. Do They Know It's Halloween? This is the Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Enough, 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 enough. We're all better
Oh, just like always, when this music starts playing, quality music quickly stops whatever it's doing and flees the scene immediately in immense fear. Right there, kicking off the Halloween edition of The Unknown and Unheard, was the North American Halloween Prevention Initiative with the track Do They Know It's Halloween, a big charity collaboration of a bunch of very cool people. Check out the UNU blog for all the roster details of that track.
New voicemail from Brett Favor.
Whoa. I'm going to assume that's Brett Favre. Delete. This is a scary night. Let's hope that doesn't happen again. All right. Next up, a set of three songs led off by the track that I include on this show every year. It's the song I think of when I want something eerie, something kind of scary, but still sounds like a pretty cool, badass rock song. The Black Keys do it very well with When the Lights Go Out. It is off Rubber Factory, their third album. It fits perfectly on the Halloween show. After that, one of the few brand new songs that I have on tonight's lineup, Swans. I played them last week. They're an older band who's put out their 12th album 14 years after their 11th album. Very influential post-punk band back in the 80s when they got started. Their new album is called My Father Will Guide Me Up a Rope to the Sky, and I really like this album a lot. Tonight I have the track by the Swans called Jim. And that goes right into the band that I think could score any Halloween or scary movie, the Black Angels. I have the track Young Men Dead. It is off Passover, their 06 first full-length album. Before that again, Swans with Jim, and right now, Black Keys with When the Lights Go Out. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
to lose the minds, to lose their mind. Time to exhale, to drink the green sea, to drill upon the scarlet breeze. It's time, it's time, it's time to begin. It's time, it's time, it's time to just live. Yeah.
200 miles to the place where we begin. Your heaven will come.
All right, thank you for joining me tonight on the Unknown and Unheard's Halloween show. Right there, three songs: The Black Keys, When the Lights Go Out, then Swans with the track Jim, and right there closing out the set were the Black Angels with Young Men Dead. And that's rolling right into what you are listening to currently: Neon Bible by Arcade Fire, the title track from their 07 second album. Their third has come out this year, but this is just one of the coolest tracks they have out by far. It's just one I could listen to on repeat. Arcade Fire, Neon Bible.
New voicemail from Brett Favor.
Whoa. How did he get my number? This is kind of weird. Delete. All right. Moving on. Next up, I have another set of three with a band that I stumbled onto last year when their second album came out, Timber Tomber, self-titled second album. The track that really sucked me in was Magic Arrow. Just has a really eerie, mellow, kind of folky feel to it. Kind of spooky. Kind of scary. Just listen if you haven't. Timber Tomber, Magic Arrow. After that, Karen Elson, The Ghost Who Walks is the track I have. It's the title track from her debut album. This is Jack White's wife, The White Stripes, produced by Jack White on Jack White's Third Man Records. Good job, Jack White and Karen Elson. But good song, and it fits with the Timber Tomber song and the evening. It's The Ghost Who Walks.
New picture message from Brett Favor.
Okay. Seriously, I gotta turn my phone off or something. All right. How did he get my number? And then this set of three is going to be closed out by Dead Man's Bones. This is the project from Ryan Gosling, the actor, and Zach Shields, the actor, featuring the Silver Lake Conservatory Children's Choir. Dead Man's Bones is the band. My Body is a Zombie for You is the track I have. What better track than that to go on tonight's show? Dead Man's Bones, My Body's a Zombie for You. Before that, Karen Elson, The Ghost Who Walks. And right now, Timber Tomber, Magic Arrow. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Palm, gem and tarot, a few escape your magic arrow. I saw you reel the men from Mars, each captivated crooked smile. And you know you can't heal them all. Your double diamond disposition, refractions of your center prism, your magic arrow flies precision. And you saw it from that vantage point, perimeter scratched on the nation's native hide. And we saw those Christian clippers glide over white caps and white sails high, over white knuckles. And I was fine till I saw the pale horse ride and open up its gate across the ocean floor. You were fine till you saw the white rider take and take some more. Your magic arrow flies precision. Whistles like a boiling potion. Charges like a locomotive. And you saw it from that vantage point. Perimeter scratched on the nation's native hide. We saw those Christian clippers glide over white caps and white sailors' tie, over white knuckles. And you were fine till you saw the pale horse ride open up its gate across the ocean floor. You were fine till you saw the white rider take and take some more.
Under the moonlight.
proceed to the end.
My body's a zombie for you.
All right, continuing on with the Halloween show, four songs left for you. It's going by so quickly. The three you just heard, though, Timber Tomber, Magic Arrow, after that, Karen Elson, Jack White's wife, with The Ghost Who Walks, and then closing out the set, Dead Man's Bones, My Body's a Zombie for You. That album came out last year around Halloween time, and it was the perfect, and still is just about the perfect album for this time of year.
New picture message from Brett Favor.
I turned my phone off. How is that even possible? Leave me alone, Brett Favre. Thanks. It's like a bad dream. Maybe the Jets will pay me some money. All right. Enough Brett Favre. That's silly. Next up, again, a set of three, led off by two of the creepier guys you'll ever come across. Tom Waits' Murder in the Red Barn is the first track I have. After that, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. The track is called Cannibal's Hymn. And then closing it out with another new track that I've never played this band before. Mr. Gnome is the band. Slow Side is a track from their second album, Heave Your Skeleton. But Murder in the Red Barn, though, really interesting coincidences have lined up around this song. I looked it up to find some stuff about it. Tom Waits wrote the song with his wife, Kathleen Brennan. It is based on an actual murder that happened in 1827 in England, where William Corder shot his wife, Maria Martin, in a red barn. Why is this odd? I have a friend, a co-worker, whose name is William Brennan Corder. He goes by Brennan, and now I'm kind of scared of him. Coincidence? I don't think so. I have my eye on you, William Brennan Corder. Third up in this set, Mr. Gnome with Slow Side. Second up, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Cannibals Hymn. And right now, Tom Waits, Murder in the Red Barn. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
River where we can dream, swell up burst its banks, babe, and rock you. You're gonna dine with them cannibals. Sooner or later, darling, you're gonna get eaten. But I'm glad you've come around here with your animals and your heart that is bruised but unbeaten and beating like a drum. Like a bird on a fence, sing you songs with a happy ending. Swoop down and tell you that it don't make much sense to attack the very thing you're defending. Didn't I just buy that dress for you? That pink paper pinafore that you keep mending. If you're gonna dine with them cannibals, well, sooner or later, darling, you're gonna get eaten. But I'm glad you come around here with your animal and your heart that is some moonlight to cloak us, and I will never desert you here, unpetaled among the crocus. Allow me, my love, to allay your fear as I swim in and out of focus. Are you gonna dine with a cannibal? Well, sooner or later, darling, you're gonna get eaten. But I'm glad you come around here with your animal and your heart that is banging like a drum.
All right, just wrapping up three tracks, one left. It's an old one, it's a long one, and it's a good one. But the three you just heard, first up, Tom Waits' Murder in the Red Barn. After that, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Cannibal's Hymn. And the one just wrapping up, Mr. Gnome, Slow Side is the track. And now you're listening to probably one of the most frightening things that has ever been recorded. If you ever stumble across this when flipping through stations, I feel sorry for you. This is the theme to Tyler Perry's House of Pain. Frightening stuff. That might be more scary than Brett Favre picture messaging you. Anyway, the last track I have for you, let's get right to it. Black Sabbath, Hand of Doom. It is off Paranoid. This has been The Unknown and Unheard. My name is Kyle Kaufman. Thank you for listening. Have a great night.
starts turning green. Your eyes no longer see. Life's reality. Start spinning round. You fall down to the ground. Feel your body heave. Death hand starts to weave.
Your world with great classics and the best new music.
Do it.
Do it on Radio 96.3. WJAA, Austin Seymour, Columbus.
New picture message from Brett Favre.